I'm going to be very informal today. So I just want to start off by saying that that song, "I Will Bless the Lord," sound like an old blues song. Yep, y'all don't agree? Brother Ryan or Brother Isaac, just play just a little bit more. Now listen. Now don't that remind y'all? Okay. Go ahead, Brother Doug. All right, let's get back in the church. Thank you. Thank you. That was the Staple Singers. And they said they were singing about church, but It's something about the church. It takes you to this place in your spirit and your heart. But when I was coming up on the front row, and even when I go back home now, all the deacons were lined across the church. Anybody remember that? And back home, there are about 20 deacons or so. And every Sunday, they meet in the office with our pastor. They come back in. There's a solemn line. And two brothers go to the altar because there are chairs there. And one of them say, "Once more and again, the Lord has allowed us to come into this place." This old time church, right? They sing a song without any music, and they may start on key. Put me in C, Brother Moshe. I woke up this morning with my mind, and it was saved. And then he'd find his way off key. I woke up this morning with my right old time church where they couldn't hold a tune to save their life. But you felt what they were saying because they meant they were serious men. They may say, "Shine on me, shine." Y'all don't know anything about that. That's okay. That's okay. Our kids today don't have that anymore. We do "Every praise is to our God." Every word, right? It's a different generation. But old time religion has its place. Now, I must pause here just for a second, just to be funny. I got in my office this morning, and I'm handing out the assignments to some of these students that are sitting in front of you. And one of them had the audacity to talk about my hair. And said, "That's such an old haircut." But old school has its place. Because, you know, some of us don't have hair anymore. And I don't believe in putting all them chemicals in. I told the Lord, "I preach just as long as you let me keep my hair." But whenever you came into the church, old school brothers didn't care what they looked like. They were serious. And then the sisters dressed in white every Sunday. And they put that little thing on their heads. We still do that here at Ebenezer, but there are some churches that have kind of outlawed that type of sacredness, right? And there are some traditions that we hold in place. There was a question that was given to us at the seminary. Black professor, black students. And the question was, does the black church exist? Now think about this question. And then we'll get to the Acts of the Apostles, or more reference, or better reference, the Acts of Christ and the Holy Spirit. It would be, what do we really value in the church, the black church? And is there a such thing? And the argument comes from this logic. We say a lot of stuff. We hold a lot of values, a lot of traditions. But does it make it church? And the things that we say, the things that we talk about, do we really do? Now, this argument, this question, is rooted on the fact that we say we love God. And let me be real. We say that we love each other. But let somebody do something to us, and we won't talk to them for a month, for a week, for a year, for 2 years. We can go the rest of our lives holding a grudge at somebody. We say that we embrace everyone. Yet, most black churches will not let women preach in their pulpits. We say that we accept all, but sometimes, depending on your economic status, your background history with your family, your criminal record, we push those people aside. And it is tradition. It is rooted on, well, if you don't look a certain way in the church, if you don't dress a certain way, if you don't have on a suit and tie, back then, you know, all the women wore big hats. And back home, we were known as the hat church. And if you didn't come in a certain way, looking a certain way, we push people aside. If you were of a sexual orientation, if you liked a woman and were a woman, let me rephrase that. If you like a woman and you are a woman, if you are a man that likes a man, we believe in the church that you do not belong. Old-time religion has its place. But when religion excludes, is it really religion? So in Acts, this second chapter, what happens is the Holy Ghost has already come on the scene. It was called Pentecost. And the Spirit was reuniting the church, because religion by this point, especially for the Israelites, Jews, had separated people because of their disobedience to God and their exclusion of other people. So the Holy Spirit comes back onto the scene, bringing people together, uniting people, loving people together. But old school religion has its place, because just like when the Holy Spirit came on the scene, we also had the Holy Spirit in here today. And there's a testament of that. And then I'm almost done. The black church has rich history. Because at a time when black people could not and would not be admitted to white schools, they did not have a school to go to. Where would they go? The church. Sunday school. And even some churches built schools. The African American Methodist United to AME. I'm messing up all the words. African Methodist Church. Episcopal Church. Rooted schools in our communities. Such as Houston-Tillotson University. So that whenever blacks could not be admitted, they had somewhere to go. I was taken back because, you know, I'm a proud Baylor student. Go Bears. We're undefeated in basketball. And, But we had a forum on our campus this past week, and there were several people from our community, the black community, that were talking to us as students about the historic black church. And one of the things that some of the ladies said was that when they were in school, there was a school, rooted by the Methodist Church, the African Methodist Church in Waco. I can't remember the name of it now. It is no longer in business. It moved later on to Dallas. But what she said was, whenever we passed by Baylor, they would throw rocks at us. They would call us names. They would talk about us. We dare not step foot on a black campus. I mean, on a white campus. So I've decided that whenever I do my doctoral program, it will be at an HBCU. And this other thing is, we have to teach our students that education matters. But old school religion has its place. Because when those students, when they were passing by, getting thrown rocks on, they had a place. The black church represented safety. This is how you know that to be true. Because whenever blacks met up in the civil rights movement, they met at the black church. They met at historic churches like Ebenezer Third Baptist Church in Austin, Texas. They met at churches like Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta. They met at churches like they met in places that were bombed. And why? Because the church represented a safe place. And it still is. But Acts calls us to do something different. It causes us to look at old school religion. But religion that has a place here and now. This is the last thing. We focus a lot, our theology, our songs, on what God is going to do for us in the afterlife. We're going to heaven. But religion has its place here. And you can tell when somebody has true religion. Because, listen, what they would do is not just talk about stuff in the church, but we went and visited the people that were in need. Don't tell me that God is going to make a way, that he's going to put food on my table when I don't have anything to eat right now. Don't tell me that God will pay bills and you see me struggling and yet nobody steps in to do anything for me. Don't talk about being kind and good, and when we get to glory, it's going to be howdy, howdy, but yet you choose not to speak to me Sunday after Sunday when you see me now. Old school religion has its place, but we also have to know that religion is an everyday thing. We can pull from our ancestors. We can pull from those that came before us, but we have to focus on the now. Our children are coming up in a split society that says it's okay that you live in an old school, go to an old school church, but then you are stuck in a new modern society. But yet they don't see the church doing anything. Not here at Ebenezer. No, I'm serious. We have really gifted people here. But we can't be stuck inside the walls. Now, I have one more thing. Not everybody is an extrovert. Some people are introverted. We don't want you to say, lean over, touch your neighbor. Say this. Y'all look at your neighbor real quick and say, wake up. We don't like to do that all the time, right? You don't want somebody touching you, hugging on you, and kissing on you. There have been several Sundays when I got back to my office and wiped my face and y'all makeup all over my face and, you know. But I'm okay with that. It's some people are not built that way. Old school has a place because what religion teaches us is that you don't have to necessarily touch and hug everybody. Call somebody. Check on them. Feed them. And it can be one-on-one. Stand for me. Just the youth. Oh, bless your heart. Oh, you are 13 now. Bless your heart. Welcome. Y'all come to the front of the altar. And face the congregation. Now listen, back home in an old school religion, we couldn't touch that table. Y'all, thank you very much, uh-huh. You thought God was coming back. I don't think that everybody knows y'all's name. So this is what I want to do. I want you all to tell the congregation your name, what grade you're in, if you play sports. And then congregation, we're going to do something for them right after, okay? Is that okay with everyone? Brajan, would you grab that mic there?
My name is Brajan Bisco. I go to LBJ High School. I'm in 11th grade. I play football and baseball.
My name is Giselle. I'm in 6th grade and I play kickball.
My name is RJ. I'm in 8th grade and I play basketball.
My name is Soleil. I'm a sophomore at Hayes High School and I'm in color guard.
Hi, my name is Trey. I'm in 7th grade and I run track, play basketball, and play football.
My name is Aiden Small. I go to Reagan High School. I play football, run track, and that's it.
Hi, my name is Deja Moore. I'm in 12th grade. I go to Reagan High School. I play volleyball, basketball, track, and tennis.
Hi, my name is Kyra. I'm a sophomore at McNeil High School, and I do drill prep dance.
Hi, my name is Roman Roan. I'm a senior. I go to St. Stephen's and I play basketball.
Hi, my name is Asia. I'm a freshman at Northeast High. I play basketball, track, and volleyball. Amen.
We've had altar prayer. We've done this before, and I would like to do it again. Religion is acting. It is making sure that not only do we talk about what we're going to do, but it's actually doing it. Acts explains what the church is supposed to look like. One of the things that it says is at the end of this charge, at the end of sitting with one another in communion, after you pray for one another, it says to praise God. You can't praise God with somebody you do not know. They did it in a community. It's real hard when you get real excited and the person next to you looking at you like, I want you all to be able to meet our children. So just for about 3 or 4 minutes, I'm going to ask the congregation to stand. I'm going to send them in rounds. So this way, this section can stand, this section can stand, this section can stand. And there are kids, you can all stand now, sorry. They're going to come to you, and I'd like you to pray with them. And then you're going to get another group, and you're going to get another group. Okay, is that all right with everyone? So would you all form groups of 3, 4, 5, 6 people, and then they're going to come to you? So you got to reach out to somebody. You got to move from your designated seat. And they're going to come to you shortly whenever y'all get your groups together. Each one of you are going to go find one group. And then I'm going to have you do that about 3 or 4 times, okay? Make sure that you reintroduce yourselves and smile and laugh. And I'll see you back in just shortly, okay? There are several groups waiting for you. And if you do not have a youth with you, they will come to you right after. There's some waving in the back. There's some waving in the back. Some groups in the back. Don't go to your parents. And if you do not have one, would you pray for the youth in your group, and then they will switch in just a second. Would you pray with one another now? If there is not a youth that's in your group, would you raise your hand? Thank you. Our youth are getting ready to switch. If you're praying with one of them, would you release them in a second? There are some groups raising their hands in the back. Youth, would you find them? If you've prayed with the youth, would you be seated? If your group has not received a youth, would you wave your hand? And they're coming at this time. God bless you. Let me reiterate the scripture, and then we will receive our invitation to discipleship. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. The Lord adds. There is nothing that we can do except have true religion to come together to pray with each other, and the Lord will add to what we pray for. We pray for increase. We pray for God's blessings. And we pray for those that may not know him and the pardon of their sins. And if that is you, as our greeters and our deacons prepare to come, we offer Christ to you at this time because we know that the Lord adds, he accepts, and it is by his gracious will that we're tied together. Would you stand now? If you are coming, if you have not accepted Christ, we offer him to you. Them into our community. They have games. I saw Sister Potter, who was at the game, and some other members, Sister Grover Jones at Roman's game. And so we want to bring our community together, and we'll have their schedules and stuff for you. So please make sure that we continue to support them, even if it is with our old-time religion. Would you stand now so we can get ready for the session? Religion. Religion that teaches us that we can care for our brothers and sisters, that we can build schools, and that we can be extended into our community. But God, we ask you that you would help our religion not just be old, that it may be present, that it may be here and now, that it may not be fixed on old doctrine, but that it may be fixed on actual doctrine, that it may be fixed on the people and where they are. Lord, we ask that you would touch our youth, that you would wrap them in the arms of this church and in this family body. We ask, oh God, that when they extend from this place, when they go back to their homes, when they go back to their schools, they can tell someone about the message of Christ. And that is that you add not just to a family, but you extend into their lives, that you bring peace, that you bring all of your hope that came through the cross. We thank you, O God, and we ask that you would dismiss us from this place, but never from your presence. We pray all of this in Christ's name and through the aid of the Holy Spirit. Amen.